Legend Club, inside the Lambeau Field Atrium, it's Packers Live with Larry Vaccaro! This week's Packers special guest, outside linebacker Mike Neal! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry Vaccaro!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. You know, when the Packers win, it kind of inspires me to get creative. And I have with me an example of that creativity. I call it Ode to the Motor City by Larry McCarron. Thank you. Detroit was down, couldn't pay its bills. It was up to the Lions to provide some thrills. They beat the Bears, wasn't that great? But then came a trip to the Badger State. The Lions roared, "We're on the prowl!" Another loss later, it was just a meow. Please, I know how you feel, please. Say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest has muscles on his muscles. And this season, he is flexing them at outside linebacker. Please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Mike Neal.
Larry.
Mike, welcome. Welcome. Mike, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing good. I can't complain.
I think our folks here appreciate the game you played yesterday.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it too.
Well, the defense certainly did the heavy lifting against Detroit. You hold Reggie Bush, I've heard he's pretty good, to 3-4 a carry. You guys score 5 sacks, and the fourth leading scoring team in the league is held to 9 points. Yeah. So was the defensive meeting fun today?
It's always fun when you win, but it's a whole lot worse when you lose. But, yeah, we had nothing but good things to say. I think that we played a complete football game, and, you know, everybody did what they needed to do to get the W.
We're also celebrating Mike's first start at outside linebacker. Yeah. Okay. Six tackles, a sack, you played well. It had to be a kick for you, huh?
Most definitely. I think the transition for me was big, and just being able to go out there and produce, given a starting job, and it came through for me. It was fun.
Were you nervous at all? Were you pretty nervous?
You know, I normally get nervous until I get to the stadium, and then after that, it's just I kind of get outside myself and, leave my emotions on the field. So it was fun for me.
Now, Mike, in case you've been out of the country for the last 4 or 5 months, Mike has made a position switch from a down defensive lineman, like a defensive end, to outside linebacker. Big switch, and as I mentioned, got his first start at the position yesterday. And it's the same position that a fella by the name of Clay Matthews plays. And here's his comments on Mike Neal.
With him, you could tell he had a unique ability of, his explosiveness, his change of direction, everything that makes a great outside linebacker. And so we're trying to find, places for our best playmakers, and he's one of them, and he's doing a great job.
Nah, yeah. Mike, I've noticed since day one when you came into training camp and were able to practice, I've noticed that Clay has kind of embraced you in that position group. You and him are talking a lot. He has really, from the get-go, warmed up to the concept of you coming over to that position. Have you appreciated that?
First and foremost, I have to thank Clay, and actually people don't know this, Aaron Rodgers, for getting me out there
Was your idea?
Yeah. 2 years ago, Clay, well, actually my rookie year, Clay told Dom, hey, he can be Lamar Woolley out there. And Dom looked at me and goes, hey, and this is all he said. So, and so, you know, 2 years, you know, 3 years after the fact it happens. But, you know, I like to thank both of those guys for getting me out there. And just Clay's embraced me and he's taught me a little bit about the position. But he told me, like, Mike, you good. You know, you can play football. So now it's just your opportunity. If you need anything, I'm here. And me and Clay like to have fun together, so.
Well, good. Mike, now you still have reps in the defensive line, mm-hmm. pass rush reps, generally speaking, in the sub packages. Do you kind of like when you get a little change of pace and move back to your old position?
Most definitely. I think that muscle memory plays a lot. When I get down in two-point stance, is what I've been doing my whole life. So, you know, that the natural instincts for me to be able to rush the pass on the inside take over. So, just to get down in there, and I still hang out with my D-line fella all the time. They actually at my house waiting for me to come back. So, you know, I enjoy it a lot.
Lots of versatility, and I wanted to ask you about a particular position because I don't know how to describe it. You know, there's outside linebacker, there's D-line. But on one play, you're lined up in the middle here, mm-hmm. like a middle linebacker. What is going on with this thing?
Okay, well, right there, we actually had a call. I had to come over and play third receiver hook, and my third receiver hook was Reggie Bush. So I had to get up and, you know, make sure he don't flare out to the flat fast. And he actually took it and took off running to the sidelines. And I'm like, oh, God. You know, I got this speed
out here. Open field, Reggie Bush.
Open
field,
Reggie Bush. And the only thing I thought about was, you know, he going to cut the ball back. So I just played the cutback and he fell into my hand.
Well, I think he had something to do with that. Okay, folks, I want you to, you know, one of the keys to success in any position is effort. I want you to check out Mike Neal on this particular play. We're going back to the Redskin game. And there he is right there playing left outside linebacker. And the play is pretty much going away. So a lot of guys playing that position would probably slow up. Mm-hmm. Mike leaps over some trash. We'll call it trash because it was generally Redskins. And he chases down an NFL running back from behind. Mike. When I see a play like that, I think this guy has got the want to, the necessary want to. He's got all of it.
You know what? I like to thank a lot of people, obviously, but my college coach, he told me when I was going into my senior year, he said, if you want to get drafted and if you want to stay in the NFL, he said, I don't care what you do, but if you stop playing, if you the play's going and you stop, he said, you'll never be the person that they count upon, you know, hold accountable for that. And, you know, they can never call your number. So every single time a play goes, I don't care if it's 60 yards down the field, I'm going to chase it because obviously there's big play potential there and, you know, people recognize it. So it worked out for me, but I like to do it because they can't see you coming. So, you know, you get to sneak some of them guys.
Well, Mike, hang on to your helmet because it's time to go in the huddle. Exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Mike, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Believe it or not, we can draw on this. And there's number 96, Mike Neal. And you might guess this may be your sack, just
right.
For grin's purposes. And Mike, prior to a particular snap, and you think it's going to be a pass, you got a plan worked out in your head?
Most definitely. I think that one of the biggest things for us as outside linebackers is to get off the ball. And I think that Detroit, they did a good job of giving us a snap count. I mean, there's a center guard right here, and the snap count is solely off between these three people. And just getting my keys, you can see I'm already trying to move before the ball snapped. And, you know, I can get him to be able to adjust to me, and then the ball's in my court from that point.
Okay, let's snap the ball and see how things unfold right here. And as you engage the blocker there, as you engage him, I mean, you're not dancing around, mm-hmm. okay? It seems to me you're going with the bull, the power rush.
Right.
Is that a fact? And if so, is there more technique to it than we would imagine rather than just running over the dude?
Well, you know what? If KG was watching this right now, he would tell me, Doze, because KG calls me Doze. Doze, your pads are too high. You got to kiss this guy in the lips. You got to get down a little bit lower in your pass
kiss
strike.
Kiss him on the lips.
Kiss him in the lips. That's KG's terms. And by that means, put your forehead into him.
To KG sometime. Okay.
And so, yeah.
So he would say you're too high?
I'm too high. But, you know, the thing that I pay attention to a lot is you have a running back coming out, and primarily when they come out, they like to chip the pass rush just to stop them. So it makes me have to strike this guy a little bit faster. But I already know that I'm a size advantage for those guys, so a lot of them won't be able to handle my speed and power.
Okay, talking about power, okay, Mike's being modest. If I had pythons like he's got, I'd be wearing like some kind of, well, I wouldn't wear a shirt, to tell you the truth. Okay. But anyway, okay, let's go a little further. You may be a little high, but you are strong enough where you're putting our Lion right tackle on skates. Go a little further. You'll see this guy. He's treading water right here. Okay, stop it right there. Okay, now, that's too high still. You're underneath him with your hands.
Like I said,
you're bench pressing. You do.
For me, I'm a size advantage for most tackles. Coming out from the, you know, and that's the mismatch thing going on. I'm 275, and most of these guys are about 315. And honestly, I'll take that mismatch any day because that's easy for me. These guys on the inside are a little bit heavier at times. So just to be able to get him to go backwards is.
Well, it's clear right here. You got the leverage thing going. You got definitely. Him up in the air now. And let's continue on. Folks, I mean, scoring a sack in the NFL is difficult duty, especially when you go right over the top of a 315-pounder. Just between us, that's kind of fun to watch, isn't it?
It's kind of fun to do.
All right, coming up, Earn Your Autograph, starring Paul. Okay. Welcome back to Packers Live. It is time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is, excuse me, buddy, got a show going here, is Paul, right?
Yep.
And Paul, you ought to get a show of your own the way you were entertaining during the commercial break.
Yes.
Okay. If you can, apparently we've clammed up now. Okay. Paul, if you can learn the football skill Mike's about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. Is that way cool or what?
Oh, yeah, you boy.
Like I said, his own show. Mike, what are we going to learn?
We're going to teach him the old, I know we got a lot of Reggie White fans in here, so we're going to teach him the old Reggie White hump move. It's a pass rush move to get sacks.
Okay. Now, where should we line up here, Mike?
You can just stay right there, Larry.
Okay.
Now, Paul, would you come this way? No, what we're going to do is...
I like the dummy?
You're the dummy. So I hope you're holding on to the ground because I'm going to lift you up a little bit.
Okay, am I a left tackle?
Just right there. Like that. And all I want you to do is you're going to stand right here with this foot forward. You're going to take a step forward. You're going to put your hand right there. And Larry's going to walk this way with you. As soon as he comes this way, I want you to just slide your hand like that and just go right around him. You think you can do that? You can do that? So put your right foot forward.
First of all, say your prayers.
Now I want you to take a step with your left. Step forward at him with your left. Put your arm up under there. Take another step with your right. As soon as he goes past, slip this underneath and just throw him. Just like that. That's a good job. My man.
Mike, did Paul earn your autograph?
Definitely, man. You can do the Reggie White move whenever you want to, my man. Just don't do it in school.
All right. While Paul's getting his autograph, it's time for the rest of us to take a timeout. When we come back, it's time for a Chalk Talk. Don't go away. You're watching Packers Live.
Good job, man.
Thank you, Third and Short. Welcome back to Packers Live. It's time for a Chalk Talk, and we're going to take a look at the Packers' biggest offensive play from yesterday's game, and it comes against the Detroit Lions' Cover 2 defense. And what's that animal all about, that Cover 2 stuff the announcers always talk about? It's really complicated. One, two. Safeties are deep. That's the mysterious Cover 2 right there, okay? And this is about as plain vanilla Cover 2 as you can get. Because as the play unfolds, we're going to change our focus from the safeties to the corners. Like down here and up here, you can see both those corners looking at the quarterback because their areas of responsibility are underneath. They worry about one and two for the deep stuff. But here's the trick to this one. Number one, Luis Delmas, is kind of really attracted by Randall Cobb right here. And that may be because Randall Cobb deked him on that 67-yard run, deked him really bad. But he's supposed to be splitting the field in half, play the deep half, but you can see old Lewis, he wants a piece of Randall Cobb, some paymack. And since he's in here, there's nobody out here, and Aaron Rodgers reads it perfectly, throws a great ball, a great catch by James Jones, and I don't know what James runs the 40 in, but he's as fast as he needs to be, 83-yard touchdown. And the Lions are toast. Frankie, take it away. Yeah. We're back with Mike Neal. Mike, a special play for you in the Redskin game. Your first career interception, and I remember afterwards.
The best part of the weekend was honoring you on this great weekend and seeing you autograph you and Mike McCoy. I just wanted to bring that up, and we got a little something for you.
Can I tell you the truth? When Frankie interrupted, I thought he was going to tell me, we're not on the air anymore. We got to do it all again. But thank you very much, everybody. It was a great honor. Thanks to the Green Bay Packers. But back to Mike Neal. That's the interesting subject. And Mike, you got an interception against the Redskins, and you told me afterwards it was your first interception on any level, not just in the NFL, but any level, and that had to be a kick, huh?
Definitely a kick, especially for when you mess up a play and then you just so happen to be in the right spot at the wrong time, but it turns into a play like that. So, you know, it was my first career interception, and I kept that ball, and I didn't even want to let anybody else touch it for that matter. But
so, Mike, you were supposed to rush on that play instead of drop?
I was supposed to rush, and then if anybody ever pays attention to the clip, Clay like body slams this dude, and I think that he gets scared, and the ball bounces off his hand.
Well, they ought to change the defense so you get to drop all the time like
you know,
that.
Hey, if I get those interceptions, yeah.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Mike from our lively audience here in the Legends Club. I am top the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Welcome back to Packers Live. Mike Neal is our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
I'm Jake.
And Jake, what's your question?
Mike, first weekend at a new position, you get a sack and an interception. You obviously got a good grasp on the new position. I was just wondering what you and our linebacker crew is planning on doing to put some pressure on Baltimore this weekend.
Well, first and foremost, I think one of the biggest things that we always focus on is stopping the run. So if we can be able to get them in known passing downs with them being an unfamiliar opponent to us, I think that we'll be able to get pressure on the quarterback and then play within the scheme of things. So I think that we'll be able to handle that quite well.
All right. Next up we have.
I have another Paul here, Paul Breyer from Marshfield. Mike, obviously you're a talented player, and throughout your – all your days, and I appreciate your first interception. But to you, what makes a difference? What makes the difference to a good player? Is it coaching? Is it your preparation on a weekly basis? Or is it good attitude? Or all of the above? And also, if you do...
30-minute show. That's good. That's good. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
I think that, to be quite honest with you, you just have to have a will or want to, honestly. Most people don't have it, and some players they have that will and that want to, and I think that as long as you have that and that dedication to what you're doing, I've always been a person that I don't like to be last at absolutely anything. And even when I play football in practice, I don't like to lose, so I take everything personal. I think that helps me succeed.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie, what do we have for our questioners?
The Missouri's two-ply coaster from our previous show, which we're trying to get rid of.
All right. Coming up, some final thoughts. You're watching Packers Live statewide. Stay with us, please. We are back, but we got to get out of here. We're out of time. Mike, thank you. Continued success. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.